It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and on a cold morning across much of America. I am fired up this morning with the new year underway and all the conservation issues that we have in front of us for 2018. It promises to be one of the best years, at least for conservation news and hopefully conservation action, that we've had in a long time. The fact that it's going to be an election year, I think, actually may work to the advantage of some things like the Farm Bill and other pieces of legislation that we'll have to move through. It's a chance for all of us to figure out where people really stand when it comes to the outdoors and conservation. So 2018 is going to be a year in which there'll certainly be a lot of news. There'll be no tweeting from WGN, Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors Show. You only get it on Sunday mornings here or on our podcast. So let me start off this morning with something that actually does, and I'm not going to talk about the weather because we all know it's winter. It's supposed to be like this, and why it's national news that it snows in Boston, and yes, it is national news, I guess, that it snows in the far south, but this is winter in Chicago, this is winter in the Midwest, and this is what we expect for living here or for being snowbirds and leaving. But one way or the other, it is going to be winter for a while longer. So let me start off with the discussion of the opportunity the state of Illinois has in front of it. And I want to spend a moment talking about an entity that many of you may not have heard of. It's called the Illinois Natural History Survey. The Illinois Natural History Survey is the preeminent independent scientific institution in America for carrying out research on wildlife, diseases, animals, habitats. It's the crown jewel of the state of Illinois, and it now is part of the University of Illinois system because under the previous governor's administrations, it was so emasculated that it had been under the Department of Natural Resources, but people who really cared about the Natural History Survey felt that it needed to have a more permanent home, and that the University of Illinois was the place for that home to be. So it was shifted over to the University of Illinois, a bit of a technicality, but it saved the Illinois Natural History Survey from, frankly, the ravages of the previous administrations that just didn't care about this legacy program the state had created for the benefit of the country. And the name Frank Belrose may mean something to you, Steve Havera. Frank Belrose, the most iconic researcher of his era. Unfortunately, he passed away a number of years ago. Frank Belrose is the reason, largely, that we can claim the wood duck has rebounded from near extinction to today's magnificent levels. He did so much of the work on the Illinois River and across America. He was arguably the number one waterfowl biologist, along with Al Hochbaum, of an era in which we learned so much about migratory birds. And that was really the birth of the Illinois Natural History Survey. So here we sit today, 2018, with an opportunity that we don't want to miss. And this is not a political opportunity. It's an opportunity for the state of Illinois. But it takes the full cooperation of all of the Illinois branches of government and also the private sector. The Illinois Natural History Survey has decided that it wants to re-up its scientific game and is carrying out a nationwide search for the single best scientist it can find, who is also an individual who can talk to lay people and has a vision for what the Illinois Natural History Survey can become again. And they are carrying out a nationwide search for this individual. They're not going to be able to attract the best guy or lady in the country for this job unless the powers that be in Illinois say the Illinois Natural History Survey is important to this state. It is one of our gold standard reputation items. It is something that we have built up over 50 years. We are extremely proud of, and we are going to continue to foster. If that happens, the Illinois Natural History Survey can again be at the pinnacle of wildlife and natural resource research in America. It is the Harvard MBA It's the doctorate degree from the finest medical school, University of Chicago, for example. It's what Illinois and the conservation world has to be proud of. If we seize this opportunity as a state to attract the individual who can lead the Illinois Natural History Survey back to the top, it's something that will attract money to the state of Illinois. It will attract certainly more credibility to the state of Illinois, and we all know we need that right now. And it will cement Illinois' place as the leading researcher in the country when it comes to natural resource and wildlife issues. This is what Illinois had. It still is there, but it needs to be reclaimed. The Illinois Natural History Survey Board of Directors is carrying out this search, and it does, though, stretch all the way across the state. It's our chance to be number one again, if you will, when it comes to research. And hopefully the state of Illinois, with all of its issues, can realize that this is something of which we all should be proud, and we can attract that person that would be able to take this to continue the work that's been done by Bell Rose and all of the individuals for so long. And if we miss it, then the Illinois Natural History Survey is going to sink into oblivion. Other states will figure out a way to tap into the resources that made the Illinois Natural History Survey so well respected and what it was. And they will bleed the intellect from the Illinois Natural History Survey. And pretty soon, the Illinois Natural History Survey will be something that Illinois was once proud of having, in which individuals from the private sector, some of whom I was privileged to know, such as Gaylord Donnelly and Ed Thornton, who were the champions, along with then Governor Jim Thompson, of making the Illinois Natural History Survey the spectacular entity it became. It'll just go into the annals of Illinois history of what once was, and yet another example of how our state is failing. So from the conservation world, this is our issue right now in front of us. Can we hire and attract the best individual? And will the legislature and the governor and the conservation interests across Illinois that have been so supportive for so long of the Natural History Survey reawaken and say, let's make this happen? It will be the best thing that can happen for the state of Illinois. And it also will lift up what it can only be commented on as an absolutely beleaguered Department of Natural Resources, because a rising tide lifts all boats. And if the research can be done by the Illinois Natural History Survey, it will help the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, the IDNR, at least elevate its reputation, which right now is at the bottom of all 50 states. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about how we continue to shoot ourselves, not in the foot, but in the head, at the Department of Natural Resources, at least as how the public and the profession perceive what's going on. So my message on this is that 2018 is a year of many opportunities. They'll unfold across the course of the calendar, but staring at us right now, Speaker Madigan, Governor Rauner, President Cullerton of the Senate, and all the leaders in the state of Illinois, the University of Illinois, staring at us right now is the chance to say we care about the Illinois Natural History Survey, and we want to empower it to once again be the pinnacle of research in the country. We can do that. The board's made the decision that they want to get the best person they can. That's step one. Step two is attracting that person. And step three is having the state of Illinois get behind whomever that person is and say, let's go get the job done. Let's make us the Harvard MBA, the MIT degree, University of Chicago medical degree. That's what we were. We can have it again for conservation. It's not going to happen, though, if we continue on the trajectory we are, where politics emasculate its budget, university politics get in the way of its advancement. So in the next couple of months, we'll either know if we've succeeded or not. And so I guess I hope to all of you listening this morning, if you have a say, let those who you care about in elected and non-elected positions in Illinois in conservation, let them know that the Illinois Natural History Survey is important to you. But more importantly, let them know we have an opportunity in front of us to do something that could be generational and really help the state of Illinois. I'll be back in just a moment with more on the Great Outdoors Show. Thank you for listening. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from your Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you for listening, and if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. And if you've been with me, I'm going to shift from the Illinois Natural History Survey to another Illinois entity. And if you don't live in Illinois, just bear with me a second, because this actually is important to anyone who cares about natural resource management across America. It happens to be about Illinois this morning, and it happens to be all about optics. We know, all of us in our everyday lives, it's often not what you say, but how you say it. It's how you're perceived. It's the optics. And the optics for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources right now look terrible. And they don't look terrible necessarily because what they did is wrong. They look terrible because on the surface, it appears that nothing has changed. And I say this with all the respect possible for the efforts of the governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner, who is trying to revitalize a state that clearly has been headed in the wrong direction. And again, that's not a partisan statement. I think we all know Illinois has been headed in the wrong direction. And as a governor who cares deeply about the Department of Natural Resources, because he's our first governor in a lifetime who, when he's not in the governor's office, would rather be hunting or fishing and working his dogs than anything else. This is a guy who passionately cares about the outdoors. So with that said, the optics of what's happening at the Department of Natural Resources are befuddling, and I'm sure haven't risen to the level of the governor's attention, but the people who serve the governor should be thinking about what's taking place and how to make sure that the optics of this are, in fact, much better than appears to be the case. Right now, an impartial observer or somebody who's not impartial would simply say what's going on at the Department of Natural Resources in Illinois is a continuation of what's gone on ever since Brent Manning ceased to be the director, and that is we simply reward legislators for serving in the legislature by finding parking places for them once their legislative careers come to an end. That's a harsh statement, but that's how this is going to be viewed when it is known that the new assistant director of the Department of Natural Resources is a former state legislator. So what you have is a situation where the top positions at the Department of Natural Resources, the director, the director's Wayne Rosenthal, integrity-wise, a fine man. He was his former state legislator. And now he appoints, as his assistant director, the person who's responsible for our natural areas, who's responsible for historic preservation, who's responsible for our state parks. He appoints another former state legislator, in this case, and I've never met him, and I'm sure he's a fabulous man, Rich Bauer. But that's not the point. The point is the governor and the director both have said their highest priority is to professionalize the Department of Natural Resources, to attract people who have national stature so the Department of Natural Resources can move beyond what was a political patronage parking lot of the previous two governors' administrations. And I don't say that again with any bias. The fact, look, you can look it up and you can see how many political appointments were made to the Department of Natural Resources in the previous administrations that had nothing to do, that had nothing to do with the professional qualifications of the individual being appointed. And here we now have at least the perception that that hasn't changed at all. The individual, Rich Bauer, again, he might be a wonderful man, I'm sure he is, but he doesn't have any professional training for the position for which he was just appointed. He was a state rep. He then moved over to be in the Department of Transportation in IDOT. And then it seems to be happening in just the revolving wheel of patronism in the patronage in the state of Illinois. He moves from IDOT over to what he calls his dream position, being the assistant director of the Department of Natural Resources. He has no professional background. Why would you hire the person who's going to oversee the the historic treasure to the state of Illinois, the preservation of our natural areas, our historic sites, and our state parks. Why wouldn't you go find a professional that this is what they've done for their life? They've worked in a museum. They've worked in natural areas. They have a career in which they have shown a track record for success in knowing how to manage the financial resources of historic preservation, as well as knowing how to make historic preservation happen. That's what other states do. In Illinois, we simply pick legislators who've had careers in the legislature and find places to park them where their pensions get increased, their salaries get increased, and they, and then after the political winds change, they sail off into the sunset with a nice package. That's the optic of what's happened here, and I think in reality, that's the reality of what's happened here. And I never want to be an individual who ever would be accused of not being fair, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, or an independent, or of no party affiliation. That's not what I'm about or this show's about. What this show is about, it has been for many, many years, going back to Bill Cullerton and myself, has been about fairness, professionalism, being honest with you, our listeners, and letting you know what's happening so that you have a voice or at least can have an opinion. The appointment of assistant director of the Department of Natural Resources who comes from the state legislature is no different today than it was under Governor Blagojevich or Governor Quinn. It's the exact same thing, and it's what we were promised would end. And I can't believe for a minute that the governor of Illinois is aware that this has happened, because it goes exactly against what he said would take place. And that is, we were going to professionalize our state agencies. And in the case of the Department of Natural Resources, we were going to professionalize the State Department of Natural Resources. It's one thing to have as a director a former state representative because you can work with him legislatively and hopefully get things done. That's where it has to end. Beyond the director's position, which may be somewhat political, that is, you need qualified professionals in your deputy and assistant directors and throughout the department. We've just missed a chance to send that message to the country that we have, in fact, changed our ways. And with all due respect to the director, and with all due respect to Rich Bauer, who, as I said, I've never met, it is wrong to have another politician put into a position that should be appointed to a professional position. Natural preservation of our historic sites, overseeing our state parks, is a job for professionals. It's not a job for career politicians, and yet this is exactly what we've done. He'll get more money in this job, and he'll get a higher pension, but that's the way Illinois has worked for a long time. And those of us in the conservation community have to demand an end to this. We want professionalism in the DNR. We expect it, and we deserve it. So hopefully this will be rescinded and changed. I guess those are the same words. And that we will, in fact, take a look at what makes the Illinois Department of Natural Resources get on the right path. I'll be back next week with much more on the Great Outdoors Show. And when I come back, I want to talk quite a bit about drones next week, and also about the Department of Agriculture and what they can do with payment limitations to how to really advance conservation in America. Take care of yourself in the cold. Take care of your pets. They drink a lot of water, and if you have them outside and they get around salt, please make sure you wash their feet. It hurts them. Thanks for listening. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.